If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And our show brought to you by youbeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com is the email address every week at this time and this hour. It's What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Oh, by the way, it's six. I want to mention 35 after the hour special guest. Not that Dr. Ginsberg isn't a special guest, he is, but journalist Bill Curtis, who I'm sure you've seen on a number of television shows, Investigative Reports, American Justice, Cold Case Files, and others. He started a company called the Tall Grass Beef Company. And how do you make a hot dog a health food? We'll talk to Bill about that at 35 after the hour. Now then, what's toxic, what's not? Here's Dr. G. And Dr. Mike, what do you like among the topics Gary picked out for us this week?
Well, I love several of them. So I guess my favorite would be make sure your facial scrub isn't choking fish, or Gene's carcinogen leads to recall in the Land of Oz. What about here?
Yes. Well, why don't we start with the facial scrub? If you're trying to clean your skin deeply, exfoliate a little bit, there's a variety of scrubs out there. Unfortunately, the way that industry has gone over the last 5 or so years is to put in little tiny plastic microbeads, they're called, polypropylene or polyethylene beads, that do the scrubbing and don't hurt you as the consumer, as the facial scrubber. But when they get washed down the drain, guess what? These little microbeads, and they say they're about the size of the eye in Lincoln's face on the penny, that they end up accumulating out in the environment, and fish will, of course, as they swallow everything that comes by them, they will accumulate in fish. And the repercussions of that are not 100% clear yet. You know, it's one of those natural experiments that we'd probably rather not be making, because we know that polypropylene and polyethylene acts like a sponge, other chemicals. So it will act as a delivery vehicle, we're concerned about, a delivery vehicle for other toxic chemicals like flame retardants and PCBs to get them more concentrated into the fish. So, you know, some major manufacturers now have felt the pressure and are starting to back away from facial scrubs with polypropylene and polyethylene. It's like the dish soap story, where we tell people that you should look for the more environmentally friendly dish soap, because it also hurts the fish. Doesn't hurt you. The facial scrub doesn't hurt you, but letting all this plastic microbeads out into the environment is, we're concerned, going to accumulate in fish. So it does say on the label, whether it's got polypropylene or polyethylene, pumice, which is an ingredient in facial scrubs that is not bad for the environment, you could always look for that.
Okay, the Gene story, Dr. Mike likes that as well. What's in jeans that could be a problem? A pair of jeans.
Well, yeah. You know, jeans, it's not just jeans, it's all sorts of clothing that can have what we call azo or A-Z-O. Azo, it sounds like a fraternity. A-Z-O dyes. So a dye is something that you want to make the clothing have a bright color with. And some of the dyes that have been banned in Europe, banned in the United States, have turned up in Australia. Australia has laxer rules about these dyes, and so the Australian authorities randomly tested some coming from China, and they had high levels of these azo dyes, higher than is acceptable in Australia. And these are carcinogenic. I mean, the classic one is the occupational carcinogen benzidine. There's no reason why people, children, should be walking around in clothing that has benzidine in it. I mean, this is a classic carcinogen, and yet some of the pants and some of the sweatshirts and things did. So my concern as a toxicologist on this story is twofold. Number one, just because it's banned in the United States doesn't mean that some Chinese manufacturer isn't sneaking it in. And number two, I'm not so worried about my genes. I'm not, chewing on a pair of clothing. But little babies, if any children's clothing, especially say 3 years and under, has any azo dyes in it, that could lead to exposure. You know, they did some experiment where they washed the clothing and the levels didn't really go down. So, you know, if you can't wash it out too well, it's probably pretty fixed pretty well into the clothing, but I'd still be worried about little kids because they tend to, you know, just gum on everything, and if there's an azo dye in there, I'd worry as a parent about that. So my recommendation is for parents to just make sure that the clothing that they get, local is better. You know, anything from China is somewhat circumspect, but we need to put more pressure on people like FDA to make sure that they're testing for azo dyes.
All right. What's toxic? What's toxic? What's not? With Dr. Gary Ginsberg. How about a cosmetics app, Gary, that might help women out here with cosmetics?
Well, I figured I'd throw in a Mother's Day story, and this is a cosmetic app that I just became aware of. There's a little bit of news story about that, and it's basically a barcode scanner on your phone that will pop up whether or not that cosmetic has anything toxic about it, and rating from 0 to 9. And there's a compass. So this app is called Think Dirty, which, you know, I think it should be called Think Skeptical about the products you're buying. She calls it Think Dirty. Maybe I'll catch on. But there's another.
Actually, Gary, I should make, since we're sponsored by YouBeauty.com, YouBeauty, yeah, and its partner Beauty Sage analyze all of the cosmetics and tell you which part of each of them is has a potential problem with it, going through phthalates, etc. So it's a very detailed analysis as well on the YouBeauty.com site.
Excellent. And there's Environmental Working Group has a site on cosmetics, and this is the exact area where people are wearing cosmetics all day, deodorant, perfumes, cosmetics, lotions, and that's the area I think that needs the most focus by men and women to make sure that you're wearing the best products, things that are not going to lead to endocrine disruption or cancer risk. And so apps these days, which you can barcode scan and get a readout, I think it's the wave of the future for people who don't have the time to read a label, but, you know, have the time to pull out their phone. Somebody else has already done the research for you. Another good website with an app scanner is a barcode scanner is called The Good Guide out of UC Berkeley. So, you know, take a look at those as you go forward.
Gary, a deodorant, a roll-on or a spray? What's better?
I don't think that either one. It's more about the ingredients. And I know some people freak out if there's a little bit of aluminum in a deodorant. That doesn't bother me. The deodorants should not have fragrance because that will lead to phthalates going getting absorbed. I'd say that's the main concern I'd have. And the other thing that deodorants have is triclosan, which I know some companies are phasing out, but you'd want to look for triclosan and fragrance on it. I don't care if it's sprayed or rolled on, Joe.
All right. He's Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Every week at this time in this hour, what's toxic and what's not? Guess what? He's got a website that's wonderful, too, whatstoxic.com. All right. Pick that up and, click it on and enjoy that as well. All right, an American television icon. His name is Bill Curtis. You've seen Bill Curtis on a number of shows, on network shows, a journalist in his own right. And what do you think the chances of having a healthy hot dog made are? He's going to tell us about that. And it's coming up right after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.